Today is the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Of course, considering that I think everywhere in ISKCON now, Christmas marathon, Prabhupada marathon has started, so it's a relevant time to remember the importance of book distribution, which was really emphasized by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this is, from what I can understand, his 80th anniversary of his disappearance. And of course, there's a lot that can be said, both about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada gave wonderful lectures, wonderful talks about him, and also very emotional ones as well. Some of the things that outstanding things that sort of stuck in my mind from remembering or meditating on to that event or that occasion was how seriously Prabhupada took this instruction from his spiritual master, who he met infrequently, even then not a long period of time, the importance of the written word and of disseminating the written word, and of course doing it not only just in India but traveling around the world to some retired governor of some Indian state. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the conversation was talking about how our Sankirtan, he was talking about Gaudiya Math, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sankirtan, is about recording the, putting down Gunga Sankirtan in written form so that it remains, because the oral, traditional oral world, word, it goes, it dissipates off into the ether. And while certainly recording the shastra or statements of acharyas was not new, because it's been going on since Vyasadeva's time, but modern printing techniques, now of course at that time printing techniques weren't really modern, what you would say modern. It was, by comparison today, very, very labor-intensive. Certainly not as extraordinary printing as today. And the beautiful, the crooked letters and hand-set print. In fact, I remember when I was when we first went to Canada, just reminded me as a sort of offshoot, that my father's sister, who was our sponsors, then her and her husband, they ran actually a printing press, and so I'd have a lot of I'd get a lot of sort of pocket money from things like folding leaflets and things like that. But I remember playing with letters, you know, because the letters are inside out and backwards, and setting up things. And I remember seeing how it just, but I think by then they had actually words, or some were words and some were letters, and what it meant actually putting setting those things out, and so anyway, but the end result is wasn't really beautiful. It was beautiful when everything was done by hand, but those are one-off, so you can't spread it to the world. And when you get to Gutenberg Press, then it's still pretty primitive. Nowadays, it's really super sophisticated and very, very beautiful, and you can print as much as you can afford. So this written word, and that written word was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Sankirtan and Kirtan, which he called the Brihat Madanga. And Srila Prabhupada, for some reason, and well, one obvious reason, this was his spiritual stature, took this instruction extremely seriously. An instruction that Prabhupada said he wasn't the only one who received it. Many other disciples heard it, received it, were told. But for one reason or another, and we don't need to get into the politics of it or history, no one else really took it seriously. No one took global preaching seriously. No one took printing books globally seriously. Some printing was there, but rather, actually, Gaudiya Math fell into disarray, and printing presses were sold to pay for legal bills. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he was just a face in the crowd, you could say. I could say, not me saying Prabhupada, I'm just listening to him, he was just saying that he was just a, as far as his senior god brothers were concerned, he was a grihastha, working, doing some business, he was good at fundraising, but he was busy maintaining a family. And they didn't take him very seriously, but he took what he heard very seriously. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, if I have any credit, then it's because I don't change what I received, and I took the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very seriously. And that was what worked the magic. But ultimately, when we take words of Guru, Acharya seriously, then we're taking Krishna seriously. You can't separate the two. The result speaks for itself, but the history also speaks for itself, which means that it's also our duty, both the faces in the crowd and the leaders of the society, to take very seriously the legacy that Prabhupada left us, the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, and particularly of vision of mass distribution of books, literature, and of course in that will fall e-books and other versions of transcendental knowledge that we distribute. But keep in mind that electronic literature is much more perishable than paper books. Paper books you have to burn. Electronic ones, all you have to do is just pull the plug, or you're out of electricity and it's gone. But with books, they're about as, I guess, as lasting next to etching things in stone, but then we're back to some kind of very slow process again, where you're not going to mass produce things like that. And it'd be hard to have stone tablets of thousands of pages on top of each other. So this is actually our primary dharma, and really it's everybody's dharma. It's everybody's responsibility. When that kirtan goes out, that Brihat Madanga, then it will change the world. It's already changing the world. I'm here every day. Sankirtan devotees are coming back. We're very similar stories. many stories about people who, you know, have been looking for the Bhagavad Gita. Someone ignores devotees only to come back and say, I'm sorry, something inside me told me I have to come back and get the book. And all kinds of people, and of course not that they're just getting the book, but they're actually reading it, and it's bringing about a change in people's lives. At least it's there. There's a chance, and a great chance. If they don't get it, then in Kali Yuga there's no chance. It's hopeless. So, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Kijai, that's our meditation for the day. How we can please our predecessor Acharyas, and be willing to give up and to sacrifice, because for that one has to be determined. Prabhupada gave up his family, then he gave up in Vrindavan, then he risked coming to the West, he gave up on his health, he decreased, gave up on his life, and Prabhupada sacrificed a lot. It doesn't come easy, and that's when you're already a pure devotee, so that means it's not any easier when one is a conditioned soul. But still, that was what Srila Prabhupada asked of us, to take this mission and take it seriously. One life, Prabhupada said. Unfortunately, our memory is restricted. If we remembered our many, many lives in this material world, then maybe it wouldn't be such a big thing for us to just sacrifice this one instead of worrying about so many other personal affairs. And try to realize this mission of our predecessors. Then you become noticed by Krishna, and you achieve all perfection. Not that spiritual practice should be neglected. In fact, it has to be taken very seriously. But Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, connected the maturing of your spiritual life to enthusiasm and determination to preach. Prabhupada saying things like, to Sarvadham Dharmaraj, that, you know, the more you kick the scientists in the face, you'll realize your Swarup. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also saying that in the process of Sankirtan, we'll understand, realize our spiritual identity. So, of course, Prabhupada would say, you want Krishna to recognize you, take notice of you, and preach, do something. Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai.